Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
On MySpace, great music. He plays in the background a lot of the songs you hear on the show today. And want to dedicate today's show to Leroy Neiman. It's his birthday. He's 91. Hey, everybody, check out his new book, All Told, My Art and Life Among Athletes, Playboy Bunnies, and Provocateurs. It's a terrific book. You really got to check it out. It's just out. And we want to say a nice happy birthday to Leroy Neiman, and I believe I'm going to dedicate a whole show to him coming up, and that's going to be a good show. It's going to be a terrific show, and let me see if I have it here. I'm looking at my switchboard. I have so many great people in that, including George Bettinger did a promo for me, and just so many great people in the house already. Oh, Lisa Skender, you're new. Hello, Lisa. Thank you for joining. Lisa Skender. Okay, and George Bettinger. Can you guys not hear me? Is that what something's going on there? I am on. Are you guys not hearing me? Oh, refresh, everyone, refresh. So as I was saying, it's, happy birthday to Leroy Neiman. So why don't we just have, he's 91, check out his new book. It just came out. And I'll tell you the publisher right now, Leroy Neiman. It's terrific. He's also a member of the Friars Club. A lot of great quotes about the book. It's really worth checking out. I love it. The pictures are terrific. The man is just phenomenal. A lot of his work hangs in the Friars Club, actually, because my man Leroy is a friar. And to that, we have to say to you, happy birthday.
And we've been event aware that it is your birthday! So in your honor, we're going to do a special song just for you! Here it goes! Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song! One more time! Happy, happy birthday! Your name here! Happy, happy birthday! Your name here! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song! Happy, happy birthday, the happy birthday song. Whee! Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, the happy birthday song. Birthday, we just want to say, from Irina and Luba, have a happy day. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. Don't leave here. Have a happy birthday, the happy birthday song. Happy birthday from Irina and Luba.
Girls, Irina and Luba. No sound, just pad. What's that about? Sorry, guys. The counter, yeah, it's ticking. I'm in here, the counter. It's according to me, I'm playing stuff. Can't hear me yet? Let me know when you guys can hear me. So weird. So weird. All right. Why don't I play a song in between and let me know if you guys can hear that. Let's do a little, what do you got? The Dripping Axe theme. Ooh, from Tom Carosa.
you guys. It's not funny anymore. Come on. Are you in here? Anyone in here? Hello?
Tom Carosa's Zesty album. Can you hear me now, Papa? Can you hear me? Hi, Boston publicist Clopsy. George Bettinger's in the house. Rachel Wilgoren. Yes, from Venture Communications. And Rudy Keisley, always wisely. Steve Mendoza, The Fast Eddie Show, and Wacko Bob. Oh, the Wacko Boys are in the house. Yay! I hear crickets. Yes, you do, Fast Eddie. Okay. All right, people are in and out. For those of you who didn't hear me, I'll go back now and say at the 10-minute spot that it's Leroy Neiman's birthday. My guy's fans, as I am of this man, he's 91 today. It's actually his birthday, and he's got a new book out. You want to go check this out because it's made in the USA at Lions Press. It's called Neiman, All Told, or All Told. T-O-L-D, My Art and Life Among Athletes, Playboys, Bunnies, and Provocateurs. This is a great new book, very interesting. terrific photographs and the artwork. It's just so well done. And it's not just a picture book. I mean, it's stories and photographs. And as you know, he spent a lot of time at the mansion. Anyway, check that out. The guy's got a great sense of humor and definitely his own style. And you're lucky if you own one of his paintings. You're even luckier. So happy birthday, Leroy Neiman. So that's Catching You Up. He's 91. Steve Mendoza has sound now. Yay, the world is a better place to be. Yeah, June is busting out all over. A lot of great things happening. If you're not doing anything June 13th, why don't you head on over to Caroline's Comedy Club and see the fabulous Jane Condon and Michelle Ballin. They're going to be doing a special taping, so your laughter will be on their CD. You want to check that out because they are very talented comedians, and I could see them a million times, and I probably have. Hey, remember a couple of weeks ago I had a terrific guest on, Bria Skonberg, and she was just fantastic. Let's have a little bit more of Bria Skonberg. She plays with all the top people. Here we go.
No.
Dunberg. Who's on the line? Who's there?
Hi, it's George.
Georgie. It's Georgie.
Hey,
hey,
Nancy.
Georgie. From the mom
Nancy.
And pop shop. Yes, every day at 4 at hotmix106.com. Hey, you got a special guest coming on. Tell us all about it.
Yes, Judy Tenuta is going to be on today.
Woohoo!
And, and she's got a new book out called Total Frontal Tenudity.
Oh, I love it.
So she's going to be plugging the book, and I'm going to tell her about all my friend shows and everything, and I'm going to talk to her all about that, and we'll get that book around and circulate it. That'll be fun.
Hey, did you hear me say it's Leroy Neiman's birthday today?
Yeah, 91. Congratulations. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
And, yeah, he's got a new book out, too. It's fantastic. It's, you know, I forgot, because, you know, you do picture him with all those the Playboy bunnies and stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly, but he's got really the sports world, too. He's captured so many famous people. And
an amazing career in photography. Oh, just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. You know everything. Yes, the photographs as well.
Yes.
Very specialized styles. I know he did the Playboy cartoons too.
Yes, he did. Oh yeah, and those are classics. Those are so funny.
And you know what? Who used to write for Playboy? You have a son, right?
Yes.
You have a son. Okay. Did you ever read Shel Silverstein?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think he used to write for Playboy.
Wow. I didn't know that. See? I'm learning new stuff from Nancy.
So your show's on every day at 4 p.m.?
Every day at 4 o'clock on, I'm trying to remember my station. Yes, www.hotmix106.com.
The .com is very important. You want to go to the .com.
Well, you have to say Hotmix 106, because if you say 106 Hotmix, it's a different station.
Yes, so it's Hotmix 106,
exactly.
Good alliteration there. And George will have all kinds of funny characters, and I don't know where he finds all these crazy songs, but he does.
I love music. Nancy, I love what you just played. That was really rocking.
Isn't she terrific, Bria Skonberg?
Oh man, what
she's
great
beautiful.
Jazz!
Yeah, and she plays with Bucky Pizzarelli too. She tours
that
the world.
They played the mess out of that. That was great.
That's her on trumpet.
Oh, she is excellent. Wow, and you've seen her live?
Oh, I had her in my show at the Friars Club at Guamity.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She's the humblest person you ever met. She's so humble. I had a really funny incident because I sing as part of my stand-up, and I was singing at the club, but then I do a fake trumpet, you know, like, that kind of thing. So I was joking with her and jokingly said, "So what did you think of my trumpet?" And she goes, "Well..." Because I thought, you know, she's going to say, "Oh, it's funny." She goes, "I have to say, you do have perfect pitch." I was like, I wasn't asking for a critique. I was a comedian and not really playing the trumpet, but thank you.
That's a funny line. That's good. That's like the time that Jack Benny was going to have Liberace on the show, and Liberace wanted $10,000 to do Jack Benny's show. So Jack said, "Listen, I'll come on your show, and I'll play the violin." And he says, "Well, you don't want $10,000 for that, do you, Jack?" He says, "Well, no." He says, "Let me ask you something. What's the last price you got for just playing the violin?" He said, "Like $1.39."
Well, there you go, $1.39. Well, that's terrific. Hey, Betty Joe's in the house. Yes, Betty Joe, Movie Attic Headquarters. I got all my radio peeps here. I got Fast Eddie in the house. You're all here. My radio peeps are here.
Did you just win a book today, Nancy?
Yes, I won a book. You read all my Facebook posts, don't you?
I am your biggest fan, yes.
By the way, everybody, go Facebook friend the Mom and Pop Shop. They're always looking for new friends there.
Absolutely.
And you can put in some requests. Sometimes he can find those songs for you, too.
Yeah, so, and I hope everybody comes and joins me today at 4 o'clock.
Today at 4 p.m. Yeah, my chat room's full, so all of you, today at 4 p.m. Rachel Wilgordon. I think she might pop in there, too. Rachel is launching her new company, Venture Communications. Ventura Communications, Rachel, put up the website there so everybody can see it. Because Rachel finally got her website up. Yay, Rachel. She got her website up. So that's great. So Judy Tenuta today. That's going to be fantastic. Now, Is she at the beginning of the show or at the end? Because I have a softball game.
She's going to be on at about 4:30, which is Eastern Standard Time, which means in California it would be about 1:30. But she'll be on at 4:30.
Oh, good, good.
And I know she's out in she's out in L.A., so I'm going to call her in a little while. I don't want to wake her up too early, you know. You don't want a groggy Judy.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Judy.
But Nancy, thank you. Thank you for letting me come on and plug
sure,
that.
Sure, and you guys, you got to tune in to George. By the way, George is the red M&M. So
that's
when
me.
So when you see the red M&M, think of George. And I'm going to play
me.
George's... Eat me. All right, thank you, George. I'm going to play your promo now.
I love you, Nancy.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! When is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bettinger. it's terrific. George is terrific. He's such a talented guy too, and he just makes his show so much fun. And it's definitely a family affair. George Bettinger. So every day 4 p.m. the Mom and Pop Shop. Go to his Facebook page and get on there. I gotta say, his Facebook chat is as funny as mine because a lot of you guys are my crossover people. Rudy Keisley. He says he's an accountant, but Rudy Keisley is a very funny guy. So is my friend Steve Mendoza, if I ever get him on the stage again. Steve, don't forget, there's a Tuesday open mic at Otto's Shrunken Head. Get in touch with Mike Toro, because that's a nice, friendly one, too. George is multi-talented, from Betty Jo Tucker of Movie Attic Headquarters, and I won the book on her show because I tuned in. Yay for me, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Hey, everybody, all my radio peeps out there, post your sites. And you too, Rachel, post your site, because Rachel's got her website up. Yeah, I want to hear that Judy Tenuta thing going on today. A lot of great stuff going on. Don't forget, Caroline's June 13th. My very good friends, Jane Condon and Michelle Ballin, and they were both on Last Comic Standing, and the name of the show is Still Standing. Make your reservations at Caroline's for next Wednesday, the 13th. There we go, Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Yep. Hey, follow. That's right. Why do you guys all follow each other, too? Follow each other's shows so you know when everybody's on. Rachel, follow those shows. Lisa, do you have a radio show? Lisa Skender, my new listener. Who is Cougar Meow? That sounds interesting, Cougar Meow. It's George is multi-talented. Is she still married to Emo Phillips? I don't know. We'll have to find out today, Rudy Keisley. If Judy, you'll have to listen to George's show if you want to know. If you want to be in the know, listen to George's show. That has so much alliteration in it. Yes, everyone, thank you for asking. My injury is better, but I don't think I'll be making it to first base today for the Friars softball game in Central Park. Cougar Meow, hello. And so I'm not going to be in my running form. I haven't broke it to them yet. I'm going to wait to break it to them about that. Oh, darn. I'm trying to put on a song for you, and I've got the little orange rainbow going on. Let's see. Does anybody remember this TV show? Come on.
Did you tell her
I got nasty?
Did you
Hello, Betty. Go to their website. They do terrific stuff. I love Betty. And yes, thank you, Rachel, for reminding me. I'm going to see Peter Michael Marino's, am I saying it right? Is it Marino? Like Marine? Marino's show this Sunday, 8 o'clock. It's at the Pit, and it's been getting rave reviews. It's terrific. And it's called Desperately Seeking the Exit, which is about him. Putting together this show that actually played in London and in Japan. And it was the musical version of Desperately Seeking Susan. So he talks all about it and his run-ins with celebrities. It's going to be June 16th at 8. Wait a minute, June 16th? That's this weekend? No. I think he's got the wrong date. It's this Sunday. That's not the 16th. That's the 10th, I believe. At the Pit, okay, that's 123 East 23rd Street, easy to remember, 123 East 23rd, off Park, at the Pit. Make your reservations now. Desperately Seeking the Exit, you find more information at www.seekingtheexit.com. This man is phenomenal. I think he means the 10th, I'm going to email him back. You mean the 10th, don't you? Can you guys hear me clicking? 10th. All right, I want to make sure I got it right, and if it's the 16th too, well, no, because they extended his show. It's just that good a show, so it's great. How? Look at Wacko Bob. Wacko Bob's in the house in the Fast Eddie show. Those guys get together and jam on interesting topics every day. Clopsy, I see you're in the house. Boston Publicist. My gal, Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo. Catherine Hepburn saying hello to Betty Jo. Cougar Meow, do you have a radio show? Lisa Skender, are you a comedian? Rachel Woodgarden, did you post your website there, dear? Woodgarden, post your website. Rudy Keisley, very funny man with numbers. It's not over if you postpone it, Rudy, and haven't done your taxes yet. Okay, there you go. There it is, Betty Jo. It's nearsay.com. Interesting, and Rachel's articles always get pushed to the top of the list at Nearsay, so they are worth checking out if you're looking for things in the know to do in New York City. That's one of them. That's one of the things to do. And if you're looking for someone to blame, I don't know. Try this.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. And all
Hey, Carly, you imbecile, what took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's mom and pop shop. Come on, kid, I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure, would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No, make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tex.
Who you calling Tuts Cuball?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Double hano, huna, hatachina, macarena. Back to the, back to the, back to the vena.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
George Benzer, every day at 4 p.m. on HotMix106.com. He's a very talented man. That was him doing all the voices. Yeah, check it out. Today's Tanuta. It's a Tanuta day, so double your dose of comedy, because it's going to be a fun day at the George Benzer Show. Wacko Bob and Fast Eddie, please post your sites. I don't see them here. You can listen to their show. Is that every day your shows? Hello, Klopsy. Cougar Meow, you're having a fun time in my chat room. Sinatra Coffee, what was that? Sinatra Coffee? Hey, how about a little Bizarre Nancy Lombardo? Yeah, there we go. Oh, what do you know? It's just the music. I got to take that one off. Well, that's lovely playing there. Oh, what do we got in there? A little background music for all my people here. We got Cougar Meow, Clopsy, Boston Publicist. Yes, Betty Jo Tucker. Did you post your site, Betty Jo? Because Betty Jo also writes great reviews. And you want to check that out. And don't forget to go like Rachel Wilgorin's new website. Post it up there. Put a little likey in the thumbs up box for her new venture. It's branching out. And Steve Mendoza, always cooking up. Steve, what's your best dish that you make? Put that in there. Steve, do you have a website? Steve's a good cook. He's a funny man and a good cook. Can you hear Jessica Delfino? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, we have a request. Let me find her. I love Jessica Delfino. Brilliant. I featured her on my show. She also has some great videos on YouTube. If you want to Google her, go check that out, too. And I will find you some Jessica. Jessica Delfino, very talented young woman. I admit it, I'm on Facebook. You are funny, Rudy. Rudy, the funny Facebook man. Okay, all right, here we go. Jessica Delfino.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really
You look angry and horny as hell. Are you mentally ill or did you just get out of jail? I'm assuming he's your target, but what do you know? Because I got this whistle and I'm ready to blow, so... Don't rape me! Don't rape me! Don't rape me! You look really scary and you're moving fast, but I'm looking for a love that's going to last. I got BO, I haven't showered for days, and it's quite possible that I got the big AIDS, so... Don't rape me! Don't rape me! Don't rape me! Well, you hear about rape on the news and TV, and the mayor don't care, so it's up to me. Well, I got a plan, so rapists gather around. I'm gonna pipe your asses out of town.
None of us more famous than we are, right, Betty Jo? I don't know why. I had this throat infection for 2 weeks, and I was telling people it made me sound like every old movie star. I was like, Betty Davis, smoking Betty Davis. That's how she sounded. But it's all fun on a Friday, isn't it? And I want to thank all my special Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters and Boston Publicist there, Collapsy. Lassie, who are you, mystery woman? Cougar Meow, who are you? Cougar Meow, I like that header there. Lisa Skender, who are you? You sound like you might be a writer, but I'm not sure. Rachel Gorin, she's got our new website. Go like it. Ventura Communications. Post it again, Rachel. Fast Eddie and Michael Bob, I'm waiting for you to post your sites. Can somebody post it up there? They're sleeping, or they're listening, and... they're writing notes, and comedy Rudy Keisley is very funny. And Steve Mendoza is, Lisa Skender is hiding. Who are you, Lisa Skender? Did you Facebook friend me yet? Did you Facebook friend me? Because we all need that. We need that. We need more comedy. What do we got going on here? I'm going to check it out. Okay, yes, we need more. How about a little tour of New York right now? For those of you, where are you, Meow, and where are you, Lisa? What state?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're stopping, we're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the Torch of Freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Hey, Australia, huh? We got a Lisa from Australia. Great, but what part of Australia? I want to go there someday. I'm kind of afraid of that long trip, though. Search Facebook, back walking. We can't get on website without joining. Cougar, we can't get on website without joining. I don't know what that means, Rachel, but thank you for helping out there. Western Australia. Everybody's a comedian in my room, George Bettinger. Everybody's a comedian. Western Australia. It's not like it's Puerto Rico. It's a big continent. Thanks for narrowing that down for me. Everybody's a comedian in my show. Hey, is it Wacko Bob Show? Who's from Australia in your show? Is that Richard Smart? You can hop on a kangaroo. Very funny. Oh, the comedians abound today. And I love Betty Jo's show. Boy, that was a great show last week, Betty Jo, too. And your anniversary show, if you haven't heard it, everybody go back and listen to it. That was great clips on there. Great clips. Let's see. Let's see. I'm sorry. My chat room is funny. They're funny people in my chat room. Oh, I might as well tell you, we Americans don't know our geography. Oh, you guys, you're very funny. Very funny people here. Okay, what do you need here? Cougar, you're very funny too. And what do we got going on here? Yeah, it's got a lot doing. Oh, I'll be at, I forgot to mention me. The most important thing, me. Let's talk about me, because I will be performing as part of the Ladies of Laughter contest, the Women's Comedy Contest, and Peggy Boyce production. I'll be performing on what date? July 17th at the Broadway Comedy Club. So if you're in New York City, come support me and laugh very out loud. Make your reservations now. It's the Broadway Comedy Club. You can get the tickets at ladiesoflaughter.org. Ladiesoflaughter.org. And I'm in the first show. It's a contest. I'm up against a lot of brilliant people. I'm not planning on winning, but I'm planning on giving it my best shot. I'm going to give it my best shot. The Ladies of Laughter, Peggy Boyce production, ladiesoflaughter.org for more information, and get those tickets and say, I want to see Nancy Lombardo because she's just so funny and does dead people voices. Also, my friend Jane Condon will be hosting, so let's play a little Jane Condon.
I have two boys, otherwise everything's fine. They're killing me. Nobody listens. I would love to have the CIA wiretap me. At last, somebody would be listening. They like to listen to the rap music. I mean, guys, we live in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto can you and your J. Crew shirts get? When I'm in my kitchen, I like to listen to real music. Aretha, Tina Turner, Billy Joel, yeah. When the kids come in, they take out my CD, they put in their CD, and all of a sudden it's, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down. I'm making a salad. Put what thing down? After 30 minutes of this, even I'm singing, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it! No. Don't encourage me. This is wrong. No. Look. I should be singing words to the sound of music or an opera. No, I'm now. Uh-oh. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard, evidently. I ain't no hollaback girl. I've got junk in my trunk. Yes, I do. I'm trying to dust, and then I'm there, my haunt, my lovely lady love. I don't know the front from the back, but maybe you can help me. All right, so, anyway, these kids, I tell you, my older boy just graduated from college. Major in religion. Shoot me now. The job offers are just pouring in. My husband said, maybe you'll be a priest. A priest, great. My old archdiocese of Boston just paid out $85 million to settle all the lawsuits. Yeah. Now at least we know what the second collection's for. I thought it was going to Africa, the poor people. No! Father O'Malley Defense Fund!
Yes, Jane Condon will be hosting that. Love that, Jane. She'll be at Caroline's on the 13th. get your tickets now. I'll be there. I know that I will. Wow. Got to do a shout-out again to all the great people listening today. George Bettinger. Today, 4 p.m., Judy Tenuta. He's got celebrity status today. Why am I talking like this? I guess I'm trying to clear my throat at the same time. Steve Mendoza, always cooking up that comedy Fast Eddie show on Blog Talk Radio. And Wacko Bob, love those boys. They're always funny. They have a good time. They talk about everything going on in the news and the sports. And then they play funny songs, like the banana song, which Betty Jo likes a lot. She loves that, Betty. Here's a song I like. Dedicated to Jane Condon.
You sashay over, ride that beat lumbering by. Snatch a seat from the python, smack that nasty tsetse fly. Dodge the zombie, dig the quicksand, duck the bird and village eye.
Wacko Bob, are you there? Tia Walker, Tia, post the Wacko, post all the sites, everybody. George Bettinger, last chance. He's going to have Judy Tenuta on. Woohoo! Hey, Lisa Skender, I found you. Lisa Skender is a professional member of the International Psychics Association and Australian Psychics Association. Wow, and you can follow her on Twitter. And yes, Betty Jo, always a fun show. when you're in the house. Betty Jo, actually, go. Hey, Betty Jo, do you have handy that news interview they did on you? Is that around? Please put that up if it is. Betty Jo was interviewed on the news. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, we're winding down. Shout out to, listen, go like Rachel Wilgorin, her new website. And, hey, hey, Lisa, I found you, I found you. Now I got to find Cougar. Cougar, where are you? Is Cougar listening? Oh, she's sleeping. I'm going to sneak up on her. She'll never know I'm there. Oh, has not, oh, she is a cougar. Pretty picture. Very pretty picture. Does she have a tweet? I'm not sure. Cougar Meow. Very nice. Cougar Meow. Please join my Facebook, Cougar Meow. You're very pretty picture there, by the way. Cougar Meow. Yummy. Rudy. Be nice here. Yummy, they said. You hear that, Cougar? You're yummy. And Lisa, good luck with that. I'll have to check in and figure out how to follow you. I'll leave your thing up so I can follow you. I'm always interested in the psychic stuff. That's me, psychically funny. And but you knew that, didn't you, Lisa? Well, everybody, it's been a great show, another funny Friday. June is gut-busting out all over, and it has, especially in my chat room today, Betty Jo Tucker, Tuesdays at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters, and read her fascinating, before you see a movie, read what Betty Jo has to say about it. Klopsy, I know you're sleeping. Wackos, you never posted your site. Steve Mendoza, get cooking on that stand-up. You know you want to, Steve, so do it. George Benger today at 4. Cougar Meow, thank you. Lisa Skender, my new listener, thank you. And Tailwalker, Wacko Bob, Fast Eddie, and all of you. Did I leave anybody out? I don't think so. But I will be listening to my pal George Benger today. So let's go out on a little scat. Thank you, Betty Jo. You rock.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. L.A.'s a jammed-up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.